Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You can probably guess by the music, Jimmy is back from his sick leave. Game night. Trick Daddy, let's go. Checks all the boxes. Jimmy must be back and healthy.
You know it.
How you feeling, Jimmy?
Much better.
All right. Glad to have you back. Crowder is still off today. If you listen to the show, you know his father passed away last week. He suggested coming back on starting tomorrow. I suggested he takes the entire week off and start with us back on Monday, but I don't know which he's planning on doing. So it'll, but I know he won't be here today, but obviously he appreciates everyone who has extended their condolences to him and his family. And I think they did a pivot episode on how he's doing in the grieving process, and not easy. You know, Crowder's a big old tough guy, but the finality when you lose a parent, when you lose any loved one, one of the things that was watching on the pivot episode is, you know, it like you think you're ready. But when you actually lose that loved one and the finality of it hits you, it's a tough pill to swallow oftentimes. And so he'll be with us hopefully next week for sure, maybe tomorrow or Friday on the program. Couple of notes. Tyrese Haliburton, pretty good at basketball. And the Panthers, they've got a game tonight. They can close it out in Carolina. Most importantly, today is National Hamburger Day. Hamburger Day.
Hamburger today?
Hamburger today.
Wow, good start by you.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. You know what that's from, Jimmy?
Popeye.
You are correct. You know the character who says that.
No, I do not know.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Do you know Solana? You ever heard that?
Popeye.
Well, I mean, that is the comic strip or the movie, but the character is Wimpy. Wimpy loved his hamburgers. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. I think we had DBJ do that.
I think so too. Or at least we gave it to him.
Yeah. I think we gave that to DBJ. Anyway, today is National Hamburger Day, and we will celebrate that in the way that only this show can. Zach Gelb is going to join us from the WFAN studios in New York. They can't be feeling very good about their Knicks. They were debating on First Take this morning. What will it take? What's the recipe for the Knicks to get back in the series?
The recipe?
Yep.
Don't lose. I don't know. I mean, they have to play better defense, not easy against the Indiana Pacers. And I think really what they need is for Jalen Brunson to be the best player in that series, which he has not been.
Fair. I mean, that is the recipe for me. I don't know how you shut down Indiana, but Jalen Brunson, who's had great games, don't get me wrong, statistically can put up numbers, but he has to be head and shoulders the best guy on that basketball court. And I probably, you know, can make the analogy, what can Carolina, now Carolina's coming off the most recent victory, the Knicks have another loss, but what can Carolina do to get back in this series? Because really, 3-1, you're still not much in the series. Hurricanes win tonight, all of a sudden, you got some white knuckles. So Panthers, in my opinion, really need to take care of business tonight. We don't want to live through what we lived through with Edmonton in the finals last year. So take care of business tonight, Cats. By the way, I think I'm betting them. I feel like tonight, I think the Canes got their one game. I think the Panthers have the Hurricanes number. I can look at the first two games on their home ice and just say, yeah, it ain't happening tonight. Now, I did feel that way game four, but I do feel that way tonight, that this is going to be the Panthers night, and they'll punch their ticket to the Stanley Cup final, and we will be able to focus on either Edmonton or Dallas. I have this, I was telling you, so I've got those two future bets. They went down a little bit. I've a future on the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup. So it's a $100 bet that would pay $600. The cash out before game four was like $315. Now it's $291, $292. And Bobrovsky to win the Conn Smythe at $50 at plus $1,500. So to win $800. And the early cash out on that is $237. But I had an offer about a week ago on the Hard Rock Bet app. They will match, and this wasn't for everyone, it was just for certain players, and I happened to see the email. They'll match 20%, a 20% free bet on any deposits over the next like 24 hours.
Right.
So I put $1,000 in. So I had an extra $200, which is still in my bonus bet account. I have one $200 bet. I can't split it up. And so I've got, but it expires May 31st. You only get a week to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have one $200 bet. And I've been thinking, okay, well, what do I do with a $200 bet? I don't want to waste it. It's free $200. What do I want to do? This is my thought. Tell me what you think. So I've got the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup. And I believe that they're going to win the East. And so I believe I'm going to have half of the possibility. And I would probably hedge it going into the series, right? If it's Florida and Edmonton, I would hedge it by putting maybe $100 on Edmonton to win the series. That way I cover the cost of my bet and maybe make a little bit of money if Edmonton's able to win. My thought is with the $200 bet, to bet Edmonton now to win the Stanley Cup. Because I think they're plus 110 right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that goes up or down, but I imagine it goes down if they actually advance to the Stanley Cup. So do I bet them now, figuring that Dallas is not going to be able to come back, and I hedge, so I have a $200 free bet on Edmonton to win the Stanley Cup as my hedge?
The problem is you're betting against the Florida Panthers, but I understand this.
Well, I'm just hedging a bet. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I'm betting against the Panthers.
Uh-huh.
All I'm doing is hedging a bet.
Yeah. I understand that. In betting, what would you say, betting parlance?
Yeah.
It makes all the sense in the world. You're doing the right thing as a sports bettor. But as a Panthers fan, as somebody who's been ride or die with the Cats, I tell you, hey, stop being a coward. Put the $200 on the Panthers because they're going to go kick the Oilers' ass again in the Stanley Cup final. And you
Possible.
Can double your money with that free bet.
I may do that. I can't because I can't get it at plus 500. Right. So the Panthers right now to win the Stanley Cup, minus 105. I have them at plus 500. Oilers right now are plus 110. Dallas is plus 1600. Carolina's plus 1750.
So put it all on Carolina.
Nope. I would have put it on Mervis to hit a home run today, but he's not in the lineup again. They have an afternoon game today.
Crazy, man.
No Mervis. Anyway, we have a lot of stuff to get to. Zach Gelby is going to join us. Let's get headlines. I do have some hamburger stuff that I want to talk about and play for everyone. Let's get headlines here with Solana. Start out today's program.
Very intrigued with the hamburger stuff.
Have a number of hamburger memories from this show.
We do.
Do any of them jump out at you without even me saying?
Yeah. Me cutting a hamburger in half, me cutting the Burger King Whopper in half is probably what stands out to me the most because you learned that that was the proper way to eat a hamburger.
No, yeah. I did not learn that that was the proper way to eat a hamburger. Mm. I found out there are other idiots like you who do that.
Wow.
We actually found the proper way to eat a burger. That was from Paul Severino, the old TV voice for the Marlins. But cutting a Whopper in half is probably the most significant hamburger moment on this radio program.
Yeah. Funny you're calling that many people texted in backing me up, idiots.
Yep.
Bizarre.
Yeah, why?
Because I think you learned that day that that is actually that is actually the proper way.
No,
the way most
I didn't.
People
you said that already, and I already said that's not what I learned. I did not learn that that's the proper way.
The way most people
a hamburger.
The way most people eat it.
No, it's not the way most people eat it. I found there are a lot of idiots who do cut their burgers in half,
mm-hmm.
but the prevailing notion is they're all idiots who do that.
The same way we were talking about betting parlance, Hawk. Why don't you leave the hamburger parlance to me? Because that well, happens to me my area of expertise.
Well, it's not. You're kind of an idiot when it comes to hamburgers and meat and eating, grilling.
Debatable. I threw it down. Panthers watch party. What was that? Game three. Saturday? That was Saturday, right? Yeah. I threw it down. I was on the grill. Hamburgers, couple glizzies.
But we saw you on the grill,
yeah.
and you don't throw it down.
Yeah.
How come you always throw it down on the grill when we're not looking?
I threw it down, man. And plus, the meat that I happened to cook at the event that we were at was phenomenal. At Evening's Delight was phenomenal. You were just being a hater. You're just a certified hater, brother. I don't know what
else to tell
you.
That meat was fantastic. Your brother grilled it.
Well.
No. I watched him. Your brother grilled it. There was nothing wrong with what was coming out of the Solana tent other than Alejandro Solana claiming he's the one who cooked it.
Right, but does the sous chef get credit? No.
No.
It's the chef. Right, the head chef. I was head chef that day.
You were not.
I was head chef and he was sous chef.
No. He was everything.
So, tonight, the Florida Panthers will play at 8 p.m. Here's the Florida Panthers note that I think everybody wanted to know. And I'll get to Rhino, Mikkola, and A.J. Greer in a second. But according to Katie Engelson, all of the guys, all the members of the Florida Panthers who, prior to Game 2, hit up a Dairy Queen in Raleigh, went last night to the same Dairy Queen together. Boom. Again.
Done deal. It's a done deal tonight. There's my $200 bonus bet.
Cats in five.
Done deal.
And then somebody asked her, did you find out what everybody ordered? She said you'll have to tune into Scripps Sports pregame show for that tonight at 7:30. So it looks like there was some legitimate research done on this Dairy Queen treat.
I like that.
Now, to the less important stuff, the status of three very important players.
Mm.
According to Paul Maurice, Sam Reinhart, Nico Mikkola, and A.J. Greer are all expected to play tonight.
That's good news.
Yeah, very good news. Hey, Hawk, no joke. You're talking about the Panthers needing to wrap up tonight, this series. Take care of business. You don't want any white-knuckle action coming back to South Florida on Friday night. Here's why. Because yesterday, the Oilers take a 3-1 lead over the Dallas Stars, but one of their best players, Zach Hyman, probably their third best player, had to leave the game on like the most innocuous play, just kind of raised his stick up, braced for contact, and our old friend Mason Marchment just kind of like ran by him, skated by him. Bro, dude immediately had to leave the ice, couldn't even hold his arm up. He had surgery today and is missing the rest of the playoffs. They don't release exactly what the injury was, but it looked like it was either his wrist or his hand. He broke something for sure, and he's out for the remainder of the playoffs. So the Oilers likely moving on, up 3-1 over the Dallas Stars, who stink, by the way, but they're going to be without their third-best player.
Well, it's one of the reasons, obviously, that where you talk about rest versus rust, that you want to close out teams as quickly as you can. We need look no further, and it happened in Game 1, but Anthony Stolarz. God forbid something happens to your goalie, and then all of a sudden, everything changes on a dime. So, yes, I don't want to white-knuckle it on Friday back in Sunrise. I want them to close it out tonight, relax, watch the Edmonton-Dallas series play out, get ready for another cup.
You see how the Marlins lost yesterday?
I don't know. I don't think so.
So, Game 1 against the Padres, they had a 3-0 lead. They blew it. And then it was a wild pitch that they succumbed to in the bottom of the 11th inning. Yesterday, they scored 6 runs in the top of the first. In the top of the first inning.
No Mervis.
They did not score again, and they lost 8-6. And our second baseman, Ronnie Simon, he had 3 errors yesterday. He was like in tears.
He was in tears.
He was literally in tears.
He left the field crying, ran through the dugout into the clubhouse, and was followed by some of his teammates. I felt really bad for him. Listen, athletes are humans too. And I know, you know, you always think big, strong, macho, but yeah, you work for something your entire life. You get an opportunity to play and you start making errors on a level. I don't know how many outfielders have had 3 errors in a game, let alone in that short a time span. And yeah, he left the field in tears. That was sad.
Yeah, well, maybe don't make 3 errors.
Oh, that's nice.
Los Modelings do play now at 4:10 p.m. Then they're off tomorrow, and they're back at Lone Depot Park Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and I think beyond that as well. They host the San Francisco Giants starting Friday night at 7:10 p.m. Tonight.
Is he in the lineup tonight? Today?
Matt Mervis?
No, he's not.
No, I don't see him in the lineup.
No, not Mervis.
Oh, Simon? He's a second baseman, by the way.
He's not in the lineup today.
In the NBA tonight, by the way, the Oklahoma City Thunder can close out the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're up 3-1 in that series. That's at 8:30 p.m. tonight back in Oklahoma City.
Watching, I got to watch this with sound. Omar Kelly just put on Twitter, Dolphins receiver Tyreek Hill addressed his difficult offseason head on and admits he doesn't deserve to be voted a team captain based on his past actions and behavior.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He said the other day, he was live on Twitch, he was working out at some park. He ran up to the camera and he started talking about how he's putting in that work, the behind the scenes stuff nobody sees. And he's like, I didn't put in that work last year. I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all. I wasn't that same guy last year, but like essentially saying I'm back. I'm back to being Tyreek Hill.
All right.
I missed this yesterday. Dolphins OTAs began yesterday. They were back at practice today. You saw who's wearing the orange jersey today, Hawk?
I did not.
Storm Duck is in the orange jersey today.
Let's go. Uh-huh. I mean, we had the conversation yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And maybe the guy's a pro bowler.
Yeah. Yeah. Cam Smith, Storm Duck. Two best corners in two best DBs, I should say, in all of football. I missed this
David
yesterday.
David Gironas tweets out, by the way, Bradley Chubb and Chop Robinson were dominant in team drills today at OTAs.
Hmm. They're wearing pads?
No, it was actually for touch your toes.
they were dominant in stretches today. In the stretching portion, Bradley Chubb was dominant.
That's important.
Yeah, you got to stretch, Jimmy.
So I don't know how I missed this yesterday, but I saw Jalen Phillips in an orange jersey, and I just thought there would be one person in an orange jersey at OTAs yesterday. You'll never guess who the other player was to open up OTAs. They gave two players jerseys. Jalen Phillips was one of them. You'll never guess the training camp king back in an orange jersey yesterday.
Teron Armstead?
Ethan Bonner. Back in
a Teron Armstead
jersey.
Was there yesterday.
Was he doing what? Just hanging out?
Yeah, practicing.
No.
Yeah. Just showed up to support his teammates.
What?
Yeah. I know I saw this yesterday.
No, I think you got like NFL Centeld or whatever. There's no way, man.
Yeah.
Go home, bro. Like you had your retirement. You're going to go hang out with Ethan Bonner? What's he doing?
Teron Armstead. Heck, there he is, walking out.
Oh, yeah. What a guy. What a good
guy.
I
love Teron Armstead. Yeah. I love him.
Yeah, but you also love Liam Eikenberg.
No. All I said was, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, the way people spoke about Aaron Ekblad and then realized, you know what? Maybe it wasn't worth all that hate. People will one day speak about Liam Eikenberg that way.
Yeah, I doubt it. Highly doubt it. Anyways, today Storm Duck gets the orange jersey. And once again, Ethan Bonner yesterday is being celebrated by the Miami
Dolphins team, man.
Yeah. Your weather from the DeMesmond and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE.
I've never seen anyone spit venom about their own home team the way you do about the Dolphins.
I don't spit venom about the Miami Dolphins. I just think we're going to do this again. I called it last year. We're going to do this again with Ethan Bonner. We have maybe the worst group of
you yourself did this
safeties.
With Skylar Thompson. You did this.
Skylar
You're
Thompson.
You're guilty of this.
Hawk, Skylar Thompson was a player drafted by the Miami Dolphins. He was a player drafted by my team.
What does that have to do with anything?
He was a player that this organization, this front office, actually thought highly enough of to go and select him with a draft pick and then keep him on the team because they were afraid he was going to get poached by
other
players.
But what I'm saying is you did this with Skylar Thompson where you were like, oh, my God, do you see what he's doing in preseason and in drills? Like, you were the guy, and now Ethan Bonner gets the orange jersey. You're making fun of it.
Yeah, because for the third straight year, this is going to happen where you're going to have...
That happened three straight years with Skylar Thompson.
At least Skylar Thompson...
And you were leading the charge.
At least Skylar Thompson put actual game footage of him in preseason out there and almost beat the Buffalo Bills on the road in Buffalo in a must-win game and as a rookie. At the very least, I had that to hang my hat on. Somebody find me one play Ethan Bonner has made with an actual game, preseason or regular season, where you can point to and say, yeah, this guy, you know, we should actually keep an eye out for him. All we have is Jalen Ramsey telling us he's legit. Jalen Waddle saying he was the most improved player over last year. And then he doesn't even get the opportunity to play. They're signing guys off the street before they're putting Ethan Bonner on the field. But for the third straight year, I have to hear about Ethan Bonner at training camp. We're going to do it again. It's going to happen again, and we're all living in crazy world, and it's no disrespect to Ethan Bonner, but clearly the guy's not a good NFL pro. I don't know what else to do. Third straight year, I'm going to hear about Ethan Bonner in training camp. Go sign or draft a legitimate quarterback, Dolphins. Chris Greer, what the hell are you doing, bro?
You heard it here first, folks. Ignore what Jalen Ramsey and Jalen Waddle see. Trust Solana.
I was right last year. You know what? I was right. I was right because Jalen Ramsey.
You just said he didn't get a chance.
Hawk, there's a reason why he's not getting a chance. There is a reason.
Oh, okay.
There is
so
a reason.
You
no.
And Mike McDaniel are on one side, Jalen Ramsey and Jalen Waddle are on the other.
Listen,
I can't figure out which team I'm choosing to side with.
Great, Ethan Bonner. I mean, stop it with Ethan Bonner. I wish the kid all the luck in the world. Genuinely, I do. This is not an indictment on Ethan Bonner, the person. Clearly, he's not good enough to play in the NFL. And for whatever reason, every year in training camp, from July to the second week of August, I have to hear about Ethan Bonner. Ethan Bonner. Like, it's enough. Enough.
So the guys, the front office, who thought it was worth keeping Skylar Thompson on the roster, don't think Ethan Bonner is worth getting PT. And you're with them or against them?
I don't know. I'm just sick of hearing about Ethan Bonner, man. I have to eat the Skylar Thompson thing. I'll eat it. Because week three in Seattle was the worst display of quarterbacking I have ever seen in my life. And then somehow it got worse when he got hurt. And in came, what's that dumbass's name that somehow is still in the NFL? Somehow Skylar Thompson's quarterbacking performance was the worst I had seen over 2.5 quarters. Got worse when he got hurt, and the next guy came in.
Talk about Tim Boyle.
Oh, my God. I want to throw up listening to Tim Boyle. Anyways, very excited for Dolphins OTA notes. Mike McDaniel spoke today. I'll have more on what McDaniel said coming up. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE.
I've never seen someone hate on the Dolphins the way this guy hates
but
the Dolphins.
I don't hate
you
the Dolphins.
Really, you are
I don't.
Omar. Yeah.
I don't hate the Dolphins. That's what frustrates me. I'm trying to hold.
You're actively rooting against the Dolphins.
I'm not rooting against the Dolphins
yes,
at all.
You want them to fail.
I don't.
Yes,
genuinely,
do.
I don't. I'm just holding.
You hate Tua.
I'm holding
hate
the
Ethan
organization
Bonner.
To
you
a standard.
You hate Teron Armstead for showing up yesterday to OTAs. You hate everything about this team.
I do hate Teron Armstead showing up to OTAs yesterday. Like, just go. I respect it. That's a really cool move. It really is.
That's
like,
a guy you want around the team. That's a veteran leader, whether you're playing or not. That's a guy you want around the team and the coaching staff. That guy is as good a dude as there is, and when he was healthy, as good a lineman as you'll find. I mean, that's just unwarranted.
I don't hate the Dolphins.
We hate you.
I'm definitely not rooting
Dolphins
against the Dolphins.
Dolphins Nation hates you.
It's fine. That's fine. Because I hold this team to a standard that shouldn't be make the playoffs. Just make the playoffs. That's it. Make the playoffs and everything is okay. It's okay if you lose. It's okay. You'll never be as good as Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs or the Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen or the Baltimore Ravens with Lamar Jackson. It's okay, though. It's okay. Just make the playoffs. Everything is okay. Why?
You're the reason we stopped taking callers because they all sound like you.
Why? Why just make the playoffs? Let's be a good organization, a great organization. For the first time in my lifetime. In my lifetime, Hawk. Give me one good team.
They don't, just to spite you.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's hot outside. That's your weather.
I mean, you're going to complain about people's on-field performance when that's your weather every day.
Was accurate.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Final meal ever? I think I'm getting a double cheeseburger, ketchup and onions from Wendy's.
I'm going to kick you in your leg.
Hawk and Crowder.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He can be heard nationally every afternoon on the Infinity Sports Network. And he comes to us live from the WFAN studios in New York City. I started today's show, Gelby, by saying this Tyrese Halliburton's pretty good. I know y'all are not very happy in New York. I asked Solana in the first segment, they were asking this question on ESPN this morning. What's the recipe for the Knicks to get back into the series? So what is the recipe?
Oh, jeez. Pray. Seriously. Here's my hot take of the day. I actually think they're going to win 5 and 6 and then lose in 7.
I think that series is going to seven.
I think most people today are going to be like, okay, the Knicks will win 5 and the Pacers will close them out in 6. For some reason, I feel as if the Knicks are going to torture you. Well, where right now, even if you win game 5, it's like, all right, impress me and win game 6. Like I felt the same way after game 3. I said, heck of a comeback, but means absolutely jack if you don't win game 4. So I could see this team, even though they're in a good spot in terms of an organization and stability and structure, where they tease you and they go out and win 5 and 6 and then they lose in just horrific fashion in game 7.
Well, what is the problem? Do you look at them and say, this is a great team, this is a championship team? Or do you look at them and say, here are the flaws, and as great as this season has been for Knicks fans, it ain't gonna ever finish with a championship?
Yeah, the problems that I look at is defensively, Karl Anthony Towns really gives you nothing on the defensive end. I'm not going to knock Brunson, but you could tell he's getting beat up in this series, and that's making him be a little, you know, out of rhythm at the end of the game, and he's gassed. And Mikal Bridges is a nice player, but when you ask him to be Superman, he just can't do it, and there's too many inconsistencies with him on the offensive end. And you know what? Let's just tip the cap to the Pacers. Because they are like an old school fighter where they jab, they jab, they jab, they wear you down. And then when the game is on the line late, the other team is just gas, and that's when they deliver the knockout punch. You look at the Pacers at the end of quarters, they have been phenomenal. So I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. Halliburton, the fact that he was one of the most overrated player in the league by his peers is a joke. Siakam is incredibly underrated. Going back to when he was in Toronto, 7 straight seasons of 20-plus points for him, and he's 3-time All-Star. And you had a guy like Benedict Mathurin last night have a really good game. The Pacers are just better. That's what it is right now.
They are. And Gelb, I was trying to figure this out yesterday. I'm watching the game and I'm saying, what about the Pacers stands out to me most that I didn't know about them? Because I knew Halliburton was good, but we've talked about it. Like, he'll have games and stretches throughout the season where he scores 8 points and the Pacers are losing games. And you're like, huh, is that guy really a superstar or not? But he shows up in the postseason. But is it Rick Carlisle? Like, did we all forget?
Good point.
Rick Carlisle
won a championship.
The way, right, beat the Big 3 Heat. And the way we talk about, at least I do, Eric Spoelstra, Greg Popovich, like the way we talk about the elite Steve Kerr, the best head coaches in the NBA, why have we left Rick Carlisle off this list for so long?
You know who I'll compare, cross-sport comparison here with Rick Carlisle? He's kind of like Terry Francona. And I know Francona's won 2 championships, but a guy that has been around forever, did something that was so impossible. And obviously what Francona did was more remarkable because he broke the curse and he beat the Yankees in doing so and the comeback down 3-0 and all that jazz. But you look at Rick Carlisle, he beat the Big 3, like you said, to win a championship with a team that had, you know, at the time, I know Jason Kidd is a Hall of Famer, but with the way that they were playing, only one real star. So Carlisle deserves a lot of credit. Tom Thibodeau gets a lot of heat here in New York. I don't really look at him as this is the reason why the Knicks are losing the series, but he's getting out coached by Rick Carlisle. There's no doubt about it. It goes back to game 1, guys. Like, if we're being honest, And I know Ricky Ricardo is listening, who's a big fan of this show. He just texted me.
Ricky Ricardo. I'm a Yankees fan now, knowing that Ricky Ricardo listens.
Well, yeah, if you have to watch the Marlins every day, I'd become a Yankees fan as well. But Ricky Ricardo just texted me. He's listening. And you guys started off that show the other day, putting me in a class where I don't belong with Tracy Morgan and Ben Stiller and Timothy Chalamet. I love that Hawk mentioned me first, by the way, because I was definitely the biggest star in that
list. You were the most high-profile guy that I mentioned.
Yeah, 100%. I got the biggest bank account out of the four of those guys as well. But anyway, that game one, that could cripple a team. And I hate to just point it back to that, but this series could easily be 2-2. And they lost the game that they had no business in losing. Now you could say, oh, well, same thing happened with the Pacers in game three, so it's a wash. But that game one's going to age even worse than it was in the moment if the Knicks don't come back and win this series. And I can't get there thinking that they're going to win this series.
I'm thinking about replacing you with Ricky Ricardo as our New York voice on the show. So,
well, that's fine. Just let Ricky know that there's not a large salary with this. So, you know, my charity act for the last 3 years would be goodbye.
It's for clicks. What's the national view on the Florida Panthers? Because the Florida Panthers, they have a chance to close it out in Raleigh tonight. And I'd asked several people over the course of the week, are they hated nationally? No. Like, do people dislike the Panthers, or are people rooting for the Panthers because you're watching something special?
I wouldn't say that they're hated. I still think there's a stigma, unfortunately, and I don't look at it this way, where you get like East Coast people, you get like real hockey people like, oh, Florida, of course, they're the team that's able to put a Stanley Cup champion together, and look what the Lightning have done. Look what you guys have done. This is the way that I would talk about the Florida Panthers. Like, my view of it is they are one of the best organizations in sports, period. With what they've been able to do the last 3 years, three trips to the Stanley Cup final, assuming they get the job done, which, let's be real, but judging by the attire that Solana showed up into on the show on either Monday or Tuesday, he already popped the champagne.
That was his Memorial Day cookout outfit.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. I thought that was his Florida Panthers attire because, you know, real big Florida Panthers fan. Didn't even go to the broadcast site with you at their stadium. But anyway, the way that I look at the Panthers, long story short, one of the best organizations in sports. And if they're able to do this 2 years in a row where they beat the best player on the planet, we know they're the best team. But if they beat the best player on the planet in back-to-back years, and you had another Stanley Cup final trip to it, oh my goodness gracious, it's ridiculous what we're seeing. It's like the Blackhawks a few years ago, the Kings that had their run, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon. And I know these long runs could hurt a team eventually down the road, but they've already got their championship, so it's all gravy from here. But until I said this with you guys early in the postseason, until someone takes them down when it matters, I ain't picking against them.
Gelby, I bought today tickets for the Winter Classic.
How many?
At Lone Depot Park. Got four.
Okay, me, you.
My wife, you, and Ricky Ricardo.
Okay, I'm in.
Because it's the Rangers. It's the Panthers and the Rangers in the Winter Classic.
And that's at the Marlins Stadium?
Yeah, Lone Depot Park.
Can I ask a dumb question here? How is that going to work? Like, I think of Miami in January, I'm thinking like 80 degrees or so.
Right. That's why it hasn't been done in a warm weather site till now. There hasn't been the correct technology. Now, remember, they do have a retractable roof. So my guess is the roof stays closed and the ice stays cold right up until before the game starts. And then by the third period, it's a big mush ball.
Did you read the fine print on the tickets? Because I heard that if we take those tickets, we had to blow in cold air into the stadium. That would be our role.
Yeah, it could be dicey. Sometimes it gets, you know, a little chilly around December, January, but it could also be dicey.
Well, the Rangers, they skate in quicksand at times anyway, so it probably won't even matter.
We'll help them out with some mushy ice. I think they're doing it in Tampa as well, right? There's two Winter Classics this year. There's one in Miami for
Stadium Series
Park, and there's one in Tampa. So two warm weather sites.
Very nice. So we'll I'll be going to Joe's.
Have you been to a Winter Classic yet?
I have not.
I bought tickets. I've never been to one, but it always seems kind of like a cool event.
So they had it this year at MetLife Stadium, the Stadium Series, and they've done it before at Citi Field, and right, the Rangers were in the Winter Classic up against the Flyers at Citizens Bank. I don't love hockey outdoors in these big stadiums. I feel like it's tough to see.
Oh, you're definitely not going to see the game well.
Yeah,
it's just being
I'm a
there.
Hockey guy, so I like to see the game.
Yeah,
so that's,
I like to be. I'm an event guy.
Yeah, that's true. So your wife, Hockman, Ricky Ricardo, and I. That's gonna be
the time of our lives.
Be the greatest foursome your wife's ever had.
Probably not the only one. today. Go ahead, Solana. I was going to talk about National Hamburger Day, but it sounds like you have something important to say.
Yeah, very quickly, since you brought up Lone Depot Park. Gelb, if I told, let's say you were living in South Florida, and I told you, hey, my birthday is on Sunday. I'm going to go out to the Marlins game.
You've done that before, I think.
Why don't you meet up with me at the Marlins game? We'll have a beer, whatever. I'm telling all my friends to go there. Would you be offended or would you be upset with the way I'm inviting people to hang out for my birthday at a sporting event? Because you have to buy your own ticket
on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to buy your ticket.
Yeah, I'm not buying you. I'm not buying you your ticket.
What is that, $20 to get into the Marlins Stadium?
Right, 14. So give it to the birthday guy who's inviting everyone. Let him get every – if it's only $20, get 10 tickets and invite 10 of your friends. Like, hey, I'm having a birthday party Sunday. It's at the Marlins game. Buy a ticket and join me.
I don't think it's crazy.
It's a little nutty.
I don't. Well, like, let's also be real. Hawk, like, you're Mr. Big Miami. You got money. Maybe you should pick up the tab.
This guy makes me look like a piker.
Maybe you should –
This
little
guy,
$300 of Solana.
Starting as an intern, guy was driving up in a Lexus. This guy.
Who's Solana?
He's got that Uruguayan.
Oh, so he comes from money.
Yeah.
A Lexus as an intern. What did you wear? Prada shoes as well, you son of a bitch?
Gucci.
Oh, Gucci. You got those
Today's
Gucci
National flip-flops. Hamburger Day, Gelb. What's the best fast food hamburger?
So, little fun fact. When I was in high school, I used to flip burgers at Five Guys.
You did?
Wow. Yeah. The first day on the job,
like a burger flipper. If you were casting a burger flipper, because you put the white hat on you.
Goes in the back and starts eating the cheese out of the freezer
burgers. You look like a young Mel Sharples. You look like a burger flipper.
So the first day, you have to clean out the grease traps. So they have the new guy clean out the grease traps, and you take shifts doing it. So let's just say I was one of the few Americans working at this Five Guys, and I went to go clean out the grease trap, and you put in a big orange Home Depot bucket, and I spilled the grease all over the place. Oh, and there was a lot of Spanish words that I learned that day, and they said, you will never be doing the grease trap again. Just flip the burgers.
Right. That's an old Jewish American trick, by the way. If you work at a fast food place, you spill the grease, and that way they put you right at the register.
My gut would tell me, I haven't had Five Guys in a while. It's very good.
I love Five Guys.
Would Wendy's be a hot take?
Yeah, no, I love Wendy's burgers. I mean, they do burgers right.
And then In-N-Out is up the rankings. I don't think it's in the top three, but it's moved up the rankings.
Great service at In-N-Out, so I think it makes the experience that much better. But I'm kind of with you on Five Guys. Five Guys makes a very good fast food burger.
Yeah, especially when it's made by your boy Zach Gelb.
are they considered fast food though? That's the only thing where I get confused here. Or are they fast casual?
For sure.
Are they fast casual?
No, they're fast food. Fast casual to me is like they give you a number at the tail, like Panera. That's fast casual.
But Hawk, you walk into Five Guys, and I'm not criticizing Five Guys. You walk into Five Guys, you're waiting 10, 12 minutes before your burger's done.
Job. 10 minutes in and out when Zach Gelb was there. We had patties all day on the grill, baby.
First of all, they want to give you a little time to enjoy the peanuts. So it's part of the entire experience.
Well, you know what? The first time I was flipping burgers, too, I had the grease trap incident, and then I pressed down on the burger. And the boss came over, and he said, do not press down on the burgers. And he picked up a burger the way he made it, and he squeezed out all the grease, and he goes, we want as much grease as possible in these burgers. So that's why he was annoyed that I was pressing down on the burgers.
Sounds like the worst job of all time.
Let's be real. I'm a Jew. I lasted 6 months at it. And then I ain't doing that anymore in high school.
Was that your only fast food job?
Yeah, and I would come home and I would stink too.
Yeah,
stink.
I mean, you can't get that out of your
disgusting
your clothing.
the dates were down in high school when you worked.
How'd you get hired as a cook? Did you have any experience as a cook?
No, I walked in. And somehow I got paid more than everybody else. I said, I want this number. They said, no one's ever asked for that number. All right, we'll give it to you. And they thought I had good leadership skills.
You went in with a list of demands to Five Guys?
I was a better teammate than Tyreek Hill. I wasn't walking in basically telling all the people that they suck,
Where's the best burger in New York City? Like good fancy burger.
Fort Charles. Oshaval is also very good. I think that was started in Chicago, actually. I may be wrong on that. But Fort Charles, Oshaval, and Minetta Tavern, I like. I actually went with South Florida resident Josh Booty to Minetta Tavern the other day.
I saw you with Josh Booty on social media. How did that happen?
Booty and I are very friendly. We've gone to a lot of events before. You know, started a relationship kind of on the show, and we're just, you know, we like to hang out.
I believe he was drafted by the Marlins, wasn't he?
Yes, and also was drafted in the NFL, too.
Yeah.
The only Booty Gelb's ever gotten, actually.
Hey, let's go. And that's why he's got the Lexus.
That's fine. So Solana gets like one good joke in.
That was a good joke.
You know,
that was a good joke.
Out of the 5,000 appearances I've ever done.
Okay, Burger Flipper.
For a good joke.
That's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, put that on your title.
Solana looks like the rats that they throw on the ice at the Florida Panther Stadium.
Come on, take it like a man, Gelb. Take it like a man. He got you. He zinged you.
It's all right.
Zach Gelb, he's a little salty. He's a Knicks fan. He's a little salty.
I'm good.
He's a little salty. Yeah. All right, Gelby, we love you.
You got it, Bootylicious guys.
Yes, sirs.
There you go, Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Mamacita, mamacita, que bonita mamacita.
Hawk and Crowder.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.